Amen. So I read chapter 9 in the mystery of the Holy Ghost. So chapter 9, the creation and after. In the entire verses of Genesis chapter 1, there is no feature as the Lord. You will only find the word God. The reason is that he created as God, controls and saves as Lord. Before the creation, there was nothing to lord over or control. In chapter 2 of Genesis, verse 1 records that the creation of heavens and earth, including the host of them, were finished. Verse 2 details that he rested on the seventh day from all his work and did not continue walking. In verse 3, we found that he blessed the seventh day of his rest from all his work which God created and made. Now let's read verse 4 together. Genesis 2 verse 4. These are the generations of the heavens, planets, and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, planets. Analysis. In verse 4 was the first time Lord began to feature in the Holy Scriptures. It began concurring even in verses 5, 7, 8, 15, 16, 18, 19, 21, 22, all in the same chapter 2. In chapter 1, verses 26, 27, and 28, the scriptures confirm that God made man inside his own image. He created male and female out of one body. Genesis 2, 21-22. Chapter 2, verse 7 shows how and when he formed a body for the man he created inside his own image. After forming that one body out of the dust of the ground, he delivered the spirit of man he created in his own image through his own nostrils into the nostrils of the body he formed out of the dust of the ground. He came out from the nostrils of the Lord's image as breath or spirit by pneuma. Being a spirit, he was located into his local body. He was created as a spirit inside the very own spiritual or immortal image of God. Man is a spirit created in the image of the spirit which is God himself. And breath out of the Lord, out by the Lord, which is out of the image of God, into his own local body to manifest and live on earth physically. In same way, man who now manifests through his physical body is divinely empowered to lord over wife, children, properties, nations, and the world. The local man is living on the inside. His body, which is made out of the dust, having his anatomy to handle, walk, see, and procreate. Man's local body procreates the same as the plants that grow out of the dust of the ground, and animals procreate too. It is you, the spirit man in your body, that controls your hands, legs, eyes, head, ears, etc. The Lord does not rebuke the flesh, but the man using his body. You are what you do with your body anatomies from the inside. What you do on the outward is who you are on the inside. The outward body represents who uses it from the inside. I do hereby repeat that on the final day of the judgment of every soul, as I had quoted from 2 Corinthians 5:10, The Lord shall not judge the flesh, but the inner man of the spirit that used his body. The hand, legs, feet, eyes, tongue, etc. have no sense. They are but tools used by their owner, the inner man of the spirit. The legs, feet, hands, eyes, etc. cannot corrupt spirit man that uses them to promote his corruption outwardly. They have no sense. It is the spirit man who owns, uses his sense to control, to do what they do. They are lifeless without the spirit man, who is the breath of life which came out of the nostrils from God's image being the Lord. Corruption begins from the inside of man, Mark 7:15-23. It begins through evil communication, 1 Corinthians 15:33. You communicate through conversation, looking, hearing, discussion, etc. As soon as your heart expresses interest on anything God hates as evil and iniquity, corruption has begun. The book of Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. It is the Lord who introduced house, door, and knocking before permitted to come in. He built man's local body as his dwelling place, 1 Corinthians 6:13. As a man has every right to lordship over his house and properties, that is how he has all rights over his body to use it under loyalty to God or Satan. God's words and pattern are his policy of covenant. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall not pass away. The reason is, his word is he, the everlasting Father, even the God of the spirits of all flesh. In honor and dignity to his word, he says in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door of the heart and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him, his heart, to save him, cleanse him from the corruption of this world through lust, 2 Peter 1:4. And will sup, feast with him, and he with me. All these activities will happen on the inside. You shall be washed and cleansed from the hopeless joy of sin and rejoice in the hope of eternal glory. Remember once again that Ecclesiastes 12:7 says, then shall the dust, human body or flesh, return to the earth ground as it was, and the spirit, the breath of life, shall return to God who gave it. For accountability of how he used his body, whether it was used for good or for evil, obedience to God or to Satan as a liar. At the end, Jesus has the final say where you will go or return for eternal habitation. He is the judge of all, but today he is open for reconciliation, friendship, and relationship. Please, judgment is unfriendly. Today is the day of salvation, 2 Corinthians 6:2. On the white throne judgment, the humble lamb shall judge with wrath and recompense, Revelation 6:15-17. The disobedient, so from verse 15, the disobedient dignitaries of today, kings and great men and women of this world, chief captains, mighty men, bondmen and free, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and shall cry out to the mountains and rocks to hide them for a covering, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Acts 17:30-31. Verse 30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, overlooked. But now he commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance, proof, to all men, in that he raised him, Jesus, from the dead. John 5:22-29. From verse 22. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who has sent him. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Verily, verily, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now it is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming, in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, to the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, to the resurrection of damnation. At the end of the universe, Jesus has the final eternal say, the purpose why the Holy Ghost was not for once mentioned in the entire Old Scriptures should not be swept under the carpet. Bear in mind also that for no reason must we forget that every mention of the Spirit of God, whether in lowercase letter or capital letter, point to the same yet to be called the Holy Ghost. Note that the revealed supernatural body that touched Moses physically is the manifestation of the immortal body of God or his image. By such manifestation, God is scripturally called the Lord. That is the Lord, he is the God, as written in 1 Kings 18:39. Repeating some of these issues is made to remind you some of the things you have already read in this book. It was in the same ever-living image or body Moses saw that he was created. You were created, all mankind were created in it. The image of God is the creational factory where your spirit being was manufactured. Read John 1:9-10. That was the true light that lights up every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world did not know him. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When he finally manifested in flesh as the Lord Jesus, he said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John 9:5. And again in John 8:12. Then Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Colossians 1:16-17. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were made by him and for him. All things are for him. That is why he is the Lord. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Naturally, God should not have any son or daughter, because he is a spirit and not a natural man. He should neither have a son nor daughter, because he cannot marry, being a Holy Spirit. Dual creation, one in the spirit, Genesis 1:27, as God. Two, in the physical, Genesis 2:7, as the Lord God. The Lord might have prepared a special womb in Mary, particularly for the Lord of glory to use before Mary had other human children. With God, nothing is impossible. Then, after using a supernatural womb for himself, he, as God, is very able to fit in a natural womb for the natural children she had after Jesus. As a common man, I can't imagine myself thinking that the Lord of the entire universe should use the same womb with mere creatures. Yes, for one body of same woman, it somewhat agrees with the scripture, that is, one body, the church. There is never a time majority of humans will not believe in Jesus very lightly. Just as a man whom God sent with a publicity to save us. This could also contribute to why after a while some quit from Christ. More so, majority take the matters and issues of God very light and common. Let's remember that after the Holy Ghost fell upon the disciples, they rather chose to die for his sake instead of denouncing him for persecution's sake. Amen. Amen. And then chapter 10, in the same book, Mystery of the Holy Ghost. How to pray and what to confess. He had never married anybody in heaven, because there is neither male nor female in heaven to procreate. Luke 20:27-36. Seeing that it entirely falls on his shoulder to redeem mankind from sin, he released his lordship image or body into the womb of a chosen holy virgin and came into the world as a man. This is mysterious. This theophany emergent did not stop him to remain the Almighty God that he is. Being the wonderful God, he was both in heaven and on earth at the same time. In heaven, he is the Father, on earth, he is the Son. Remember, with God all things are possible. Luke 1:37. Read the following scripture again, even if we had read it before. And these are the scriptures, Hebrews 2:14-17. For as much then as the children of men are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself also took part of the same, that through his death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subjected to bondage of uncertainty. For verily he did not take on him the nature of angels to avoid a frightening appearance, but he put on flesh as the seed of all children of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behoved him to be like us, his redeemed brethren, that he might be a faithful and merciful high priest in everything pertaining to to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Analysis. It is all about Jesus. Now, having read the above scripture very cautiously, you could see that the paraphrasing of them helps a lot to get the understanding to the mind. Another interesting thing is that the scripture reveals that the ultimate redemption blood belongs to the Holy Ghost. Is the Holy Ghost not the Spirit of God? How come this Spirit has blood? Understand the scriptures in Jesus' name. Let's find out. Acts 20:28. Take heed therefore to yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed, nourish the church of God with the truth which he has purchased with his own blood. Analysis. The person that purchased us from everlasting destruction with his blood is Jesus, the Lamb of God, according to St. John 1:29-36. It was Jesus, 1 Peter 2:24, Matthew 16:21, who took our sufferings, John 19:33, who died for our sins' sake, John 19:34, who shed his blood on the cross, John 29:21-22, who resurrected and became a ghost, John 21:12-15-17, who gave overseers charge, Acts 1:2, over the flock in his ghost immortal body. Hear what Jesus said, that you might believe I am he. John 13:19, verse 19, now I tell you before it comes, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. I am giving you the understated scripture to read and considerably meditate to understand it better than ever. Let's go. 1 John 4:1-2. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but try, test, examine the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world to represent Christ falsely. This is how you should know the voice of the Spirit, which is of God. Every spirit that confesses through a man that Jesus Christ by whom heaven and earth were created, is come in the flesh, is of God. The Lord has endowed me with this grace to share with you the unquestionable riches of his glorious revelation of the mysterious truth of eternal salvation. Jesus says, as recorded in St. John's book, John 13:20, verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever receives whomsoever I have sent receives me, and he that receives me receives him that God sent, receives him God that sent me. This is a divine connectivity, God to Christ, Christ to man, receiver to God Almighty. After reading this book, the best response is to return to God in prayer and amend your ways before late hour, or book, or for counseling to understand more in areas you are not very clear. Beware not to be tempted to fight against Christ like the Pharisees by speaking evil of the contents of this book due to your untenable level of understanding. Please note that it is only by understanding the mysteries of the kingdom of God that generates the true fear of God in your heart. He created the universe by mystery. By mystery, he can be understood. Levels of understanding. After the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, he appeared to to the disciples mysteriously in an upper room where they were hiding for the fear of the Jews. It is wrong for anyone to blame a novice for inability to perform as a professional. For example, it appears strange to assign a toddler to what a grown adult should do. The disciples of Christ were at a time myopic after resurrection. When it happened, most of them doubted until he manifested his immortal ghost to them. While Jesus was with them, they were only limited to knowing him as a very great prophet, sent by God to help them out of the dominion of the Roman Empire. Listen to their question even after his resurrection, Acts 1:6. Therefore, when they were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? The Lord is good and did not condemn them for their spiritual immaturity as at then. Rather, he replied them, saying in verses 7 and 8, It is not for you to know the time or the seasons, which the Father has put in his own power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. When Jesus manifested to his disciples at the upper room, where they were hiding for the fear of assailants, they were astonished to see him. John 20:19-20. Then the same day at evening, after they had doubted the news of his resurrection, being the first day of the week, Sunday, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, Peace be to you. And when he had so said, he showed them his hands and side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord again. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be to you, as my Father hath sent me, even so have I sent you. And when he had said this, he did what? Breath upon them, as he did when he formed man's body out of the dust of the ground at the beginning, and said, Receive ye the Holy Ghost, which was himself, the standing ghost with them. That day, the door to receive him, the Holy Ghost, was opened. They received him with gladness when they saw him again, but they were not filled that same day. Recalling John 14:17, Jesus told his disciples that they know the Comforter whom the Father will send. He said, But you know him finally. He said, I will come to you. He asked them to wait to be filled with the power from on high. Luke 24:49. He was going to descend from on high. Then on a particular Pentecost day, he came being the Holy Ghost and filled them all, including his earthly mother, Acts 1:4. Incidentally, one Thomas Didymus was absent among the disciples when Christ arrived in his immortal ghost body. He swore never to believe that he was risen. Read on. John 20:25-28. The other disciples therefore said to him, Thomas Didymus, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus and stood in the midst and said, Peace be to you. Then he said to Thomas, Reach out your finger here. Look at my hands and reach out your hand here and thrust it into my side. And do not be faithless, but believe it. And Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. The knowledge of Thomas Didymus was very far to imagine how such destroyed body on the cross which he witnessed could be heard to have risen from the dead. When the Lord appeared the second time when Thomas was present, he upbraided him for his unbelief. In his confounded amazement, he exclaimed by inspiration, My Lord and my God. Thomas was extremely right. Jesus is the Lord who is the God. 1 Kings 18:39. Please note that there is only one mysterious God who is the Lord as his manifesting body. He is the Spirit who is now the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 4 from verses 4 to 6, John 4 verse 24, 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17, and Deuteronomy 6 verse 4. Addendum. This is now addendum to the book of the mystery of Holy Ghost. Ghost in the ghosts. It is very expensive statement for the Holy Scripture to call a man a child or son or daughter of God. To be called a son of God, one has to become like a little Jesus. No, not very Jesus Christ, but replica or a carbon copy of Jesus. This agrees with the scriptures which say in 1 Peter 2 verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps. John 3 verse 6. That born of the flesh is flesh, and that born of the Spirit is spirit. Galatians 2 verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but it is Christ that lives in me, and the life which I now live, manifesting through my flesh, I am living by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Before going further with more scriptures, let this sink into your heart, that a transformed human being who has been born of the Spirit is a spirit, though he is still living in his natural fleshly body. The spirit of man is a living ghost using natural body to be able to live on this terrestrial earth planet. This is why it is said that someone has given up the ghost when he dies. If you are indeed in Christ, you are a ghost of the Holy Ghost. If you are in sin, satanic, you are a ghost for Satan. As soon as you depart from fleshly body in death, you will be separated to where you belong. While the flesh you used for your living will return to the dust and perish, let this ring bell in your mind daily. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That is as it pleases him. Colossians 1:27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Every Bible believer likes to simply confess that Christ dwells in him. I wish no one should addict himself with such a fascinating imagination that the resurrected Christ lives in him just because he wishes so. That scripture indicates that it is a mystery, a mysterious thing that the resurrected ghost of all ghosts should dwell in the spirit of any living soul. He does not dwell in the unsanctified spirit in man, For example, let's read through John 2:23-25. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name, when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, the believers in his name, because he knew all men, and has no need that any should testify of man, for he knows what was in man. Mankind was naturally born filthy. Hence it is written that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And again it is written that we were shapen in iniquity, and in sin our mothers conceived us. Satan littered or soiled over 90% of every soul that ever came into the earth with unholy practices, which the Lord can never associate with. What do you say of Jesus not committing himself to the multitude who believed in his name, because they saw his miracles? Listen, they believed in his miracles, but not in him. The name cannot save the soul without the person who owns the name. God has provided supernatural detergent in the blood of Jesus Christ to flush every satanic deposit into human nature. With spots and wrinkles in any life, Christ can be with you and not in you. Life with spots and wrinkles is a misery, but the life of Christ is a mystery. If any man is fully cleansed, his life becomes free for the mysterious presence of Christ to be in him. It is a mystery to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Why should the Lord Jesus Christ choose to stand at the door of the heart knocking according to Revelation 3:20? The answer is clear. He wants you to give up the satanic ghost, that is, what he cannot cohabit with. This simply means to be dead to sin. Man is not clean. He is either proud, unloving, self-centered, crafty, deceitful, lustful, ritualistic, holy, or robbing God of tithe and offering, hypocritical, various compromises, whispering, lies, pompous, rebellious, etc. The nature of Satan inseminated into man has become the nature of man since the fall of man into sin in the Garden of Eden. You have need to divine nature from God, where Christ may conveniently dwell to bring in the hope of glory, even eternal salvation. The divine nature, as recorded in 2 Peter 1:4, is the very nature of God to replace Satan's nature in man. Hello. You are free to send your comment in the absolute fear of God for appraisal and testimony of deliverance. You must be born again to receive the nature that knows God his Father. Contact the central reception. Amen.